Like the plunge of fishes into the water of a stream.
Again, Rumi is here. He let the guy to explain the little bit that, yeah, I did this and I realized that. They have went to paradise. How does he know? He doesn't. But the absence of them is the opposite of paradise. Mm-hmm. So they are out of here, so they are in the paradise. I realized that, yes, this is what happened. God closed my eyes to see this. He would realize that he has done something bad, therefore the cover had came in front of the eye. Yes?
During years he continued to grieve for them. During lifetimes he shed tears and longing for them. You may say, how should a man of God bring into view the thought of human beings besides God? You are in a hole here, O so-and-so, because you have regarded them as flesh, not as spirit.
This is the point he's making. So let's look at it again. He says, first of all, you look at these people, transformed people that I'm talking about, like the human beings. That's the mistake. Because when you're in that state of mind, you shouldn't talk about humanity anymore. Because Bashar, that human being, is the first fellow created, Adam. Yeah. You know what? Even the stupid donkey will drop down of laughing at you when you're talking like this. It means that you couldn't talk dumber than this, even for the donkey. Remember, the donkey is the other side of me, right? You say, that one. Because you were thinking that these are people behind you. That is the point. He forgot about them being transformed from the light to the tree to human beings. He forgot that he is in another space, in another dimension. He was still thinking about the human beings. Yes?
You have come to ruin, O foolish man, because like the vulgar, you regarded them as human beings. You have regarded...
It's not foolish, sorry. That word is really bad, because this is raw people, uncooked. That's what it is, not foolish. Because this is the guy that is thinking that he's cooked enough and he's really almost there, and you claim that you're raw, you're not cooked yet. Yes?
You have regarded in the same way as the accursed Iblis. He said, I am of fire, Adam is of earth. Bandage your satanic eye for one moment. How long, pray, will you regard the form? How long? How long?
Would you please translate it? The six-year-old boy. What is this? First of all, this son of a gun, Iblis, this lying stuff. Who is that guy? To us now, we know him, right? Who is this guy? Intelligence, right? Logical intelligence fellow. And we don't like him. We lamb him. Why? Because we know that is the trouble we have. The trouble of my life is my brain. Because that's what I'm fighting with. Who am I fighting with? I am what I am, okay? This is the animal part of my existence. Then I have a model. Remember, beginning book 2, the picture of a good, beautiful human being. And I want to be like that, okay? Who doesn't let me? This one, who likes me. I don't like me. I like that fellow I could be. So the first one is this one. I have to fight with this. This is the home of that Satan. And you know that Satan looking at me? We see me the flesh, the human being. The clay. He didn't. He said, I'm from the fire, but this is from the clay. This is not worthy. Am I worthy or not? You tell me. This magical fellow is trying to convince me that I am the continuum of animals. I am the cousin of the chimp and the gorilla. And he's right. He could prove it genetically. 98%. It's me. Then what? Me? I'm standing here, I'm going to say, you know what? The hell with that picture. I know another picture. How do I know it? Who is right here? This is what you should know. I'm not looking at me like this, because I had explained it several times. You know what? Out of nowhere, there is something that I will say now. Logically, I will not prove it. I cannot, okay? But all of you will understand me and accept. Why? This is common sense. Okay, in common sense, let me explain to you something. The animals, when they are passing by, if suddenly a very lovely piece of the Four Seasons of Vivaldi is being played, none of them will react. But any human being passing by, do this. Ah. Do you remember that? No. Okay. Let me help you a little bit. If it's not me talking here, which fortunately it's not, it's Rumi, right? He's a master, okay? This master knows when to explain what. The subject I'm bringing in, he should explain it somewhere, where. This is the base of this wisdom. So should have been explained to you first thing in book 2. And he did. He said, look at this Satan, this son of a bitch is painting a bad picture of me. But I know that the beauty is attracting me. Therefore, I should be with the capacity of beauty, because beauty doesn't attract ugliness. Only that. Several times I even repeated that. I'm not telling this because I was in the art school. Of course I learned it better. But I learned this out of that art school, about art. Beauty. Because beauty, in common sense, you understand it, don't you? Why? Why do you like it? Do you know? You're lying if you say you know. I could give some explanation that yes, because this is my first base of education and blah, blah, blah. But that's not it. In human being, there is an attraction to have. That's all we know. All. The only pillar of my belief is the beauty. Because the rest is arguable. All of it. Because Satan doesn't stop arguing. The only time that the Satan will shut up, I will look at David and I will say, this is a masterpiece. And he should shut up. If not, I will tell him shut up. If he says that this is ugly, I will say, you don't have the taste. Period. No argument. That is what is here. That surrender is because of that. when I look at the beautiful stuff, I give up thinking. I just feel good. You don't need to think. Do you think when you listen to a good piece of music? No. You let your spirit to flow with the music. That's what we are talking about here. Mr. Daruri didn't get this point. Therefore, for so many years he was looking around here and there. Suddenly Rumi jumped in and said, "Hey, Mr. Daruri, means you, fellow. This closed for a moment this way of looking at it and stop looking at the form, because we are talking about the essence here. Daruri is looking at the form. In this form, I am Daruri, and there are some people like me. I'm standing somewhere else. I'm in another situation, and there is no relationship here. No judgment. No base of judgment. Daruri will not realize this, because when you're standing and a couple of magical fellow are following you, who are you? Are you Daruri or you are Imam? Your body is Daruri, your meaning is Imam. He forgot about Imam. He remembered being Daruri, being a human being. Coming back to the animal existence. Yes?
Oh, Dakuki, with streaming eyes, come, do not abandon hope. Seek them. Come, seek. For search is the pillar of fortune. Every expansion of the heart is involved in constriction. Unconcerned with all the business of the world, keep saying with thy soul, cuckoo, like the dove. Consider this well, O thou who art veiled, that God hath tied invocation to, I will answer. Whosoever heart is purged of infirmity, his invocation will go unto the Lord of glory.
Okay, what did you hear? Rumi jumped in and talked. Did he say, O Daruri, you're stupid? Did he say, why did he do that? Did he judge Daruri? He didn't say even, you did something wrong. Because this is normal. It happens to everyone. The point is, okay, he was given this moment of being universal, being those, with those magical guys. Then everything disappeared. Again, you're closed. So what? Nothing. Even this is a part of it. Remember, the point was not to arrive somewhere. We are not arriving somewhere, are we? Where is that you want to arrive? Okay, you have a picture from for your tomorrow. What about after tomorrow? It depends what happens tomorrow, right? What about next year? Are you here or you're dead? You could be. So, you see how it goes? We don't arrive. And the death? When is my death? Where is it? Do you remember The Seventh Seal? Was one of the best movies ever made, classic. Your death is walking on your left side, following you. My death is always with me. As long as I'm alive, the death is there. So that's not the problem. First of all, did you hear me? I said that's not the problem. What your brain says? That's all the problem. Because the brain is trying to keep me alive. Do you remember? I explained life is sort of running away from death. Every single moment you postpone it.